Daf Yud Aleph Halachas. Hilchos Tefila Perek Aleph Halacha Bey says, when you build the Beis HaKnesses, you don't build it only the tallest part of the city. It says, B'roish Humi is Tikra. And we raise it up till it's taller than all the Chatzeres of the city, as it says, the Reim is Beis HaKenu. And we don't open up the entrances in Shul, only in the east, as it says, and you build in a Heichel that you put the Sefer Torah in it, you build this Heichel in the side where you daven towards that city, as their face should be towards the Heichel where they daven, where they stand to daven. Our Chaim Sim Kufnun Siv Bey says, you don't build this on the height of the city, and we raise it up, it should be taller than all the houses of the city that you use. And that comes to exclude Bironias, which are Binyan that are made for beauty, which is the Targum of Sichios, Achendas, Bironias, Shapiro, nice palaces. And we raise it, and we use it, and a roof that's slanted, and not Royal Tashbish, you mashar till the place that you could use it for Tashbish. That's if there's a roof, not should be taller than the basic Knesset. The most of Shaschak, or there's a king's command that they're not allowed to build the basic Knesset properly, with the daven in the house, even though they live in the second floor on top of it. As long as you act in the second floor on top of it, in the key, as you see in the end of Simen Kufnun Aleph. Tainus, Perek Av Lachid Beis Dram says someone sees a bad dream and has to fast the next day, so he should do tshuva and be, wake up in his actions and research it, and should do tshuva. And he fasts even on Shabbos, and he davens aneinu in every tefillah. Even though there was mekabel by Dyon, and someone fasts on Shabbos, he fasts another day because he was mevatel einig Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simon Reish Chav Siv Beis says, it's good a fast for a dream, to be mevatel a bad dream, like fire for cotton, and there was a davka by Dyon, even on Shabbos, and we see Reish Peches. The Rambam, Hilchos Tainus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, we mentioned already, so I won't say it again. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simon Tavkuf Samaches Siv Beis says, some weeks in order to fast 10 days, whichever day he wants, and he fasts one of them, and he needs to do a mitzvah, or because of God of a chash of a person, or his mitzvah, he can borrow and pay back another day, because it's not kaveya the days in the beginning of the nether. For it is not makabah before that to fast one day, only when minchah is makabah to fast tomorrow, that's called a tainus, and he can't borrow against it. The Rambam says, that's dafka this day. For instance, he said in the beginning of his neder, I will fast that day, I'll fast 2 days, Monday, Thursday, all year, Achadayim. So too is a time of Chalim, he can't borrow. The Rambam says, Navada, they can't borrow and pay back a time of Sibir. But time of Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, they fast after Pesach, Sukkot, or even Aseret Metshuva, and had a bris milah happen to them, you're allowed to eat. It's mitzvah to eat, and you don't have to matter. Because they were not fast in such a knife. And Dafkan, they eat there. But if they send it to the house, he shouldn't eat. And if he's a couple of times, he has to fast. Some say that if he's very mitzvah and his times, he could redeem with money, more than any other einus. There's Dafkan, if he's a couple of times, he's stamazah. If he's a couple of times, he has to be a kaim, he's neder. The Rambam, times, perik al lechid beis, we already said. And our Chaim Simon Reish Pei Ches Siv Dalet says, you're allowed to fast at Tam Chacham, so you should be Kareg Zardina. He has to fast on the first day, on the Sunday, so he should be in the Schaper, what is Mavatel Enik Shabbos. And if he's weak and he can't fast 2 days in a row, he should not fast on Sunday, he should fast a day later. The Rambam says, Avad, if it was the first day Chanukah, or Shchodesh, or Purim, or Yom Tov, or the second day was Yom Tov Shein Shagolis, he should not fast it later. Some say someone who slept in the afternoon and dreamed a bad dream, he should fast from that half day on till half at night, and then he can do Avdolah, and on Sunday he can fast as if he fasted the whole day of Shabbos. The Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Dalet, Halacha, Tes Zayin, says, someone makes a neder that he'll fast 10 days, whichever days he wants, and he fasted one day, and he has to do a mitzvah, or because he'll cover the other gadol, he can eat and pay back that day. Because he wasn't committed days in the beginning of the neder. If he made a neder, he'll fast today, and he forgot and he ate, he's mashlim the fast day. If he made a neder, he'll fast one day or two, and when he started to fast, he forgot and he ate, he lost his time, and he has to fast another day. Arachayim Simon Tav Kuf Samaches Siv Beis. We already did this, so we won't repeat it again. Krishma Perkbez Alachay, the Rambam says, he was Isaac and Tavatan, it came time to read Shema. He stops and reads and makes a Bracha of Shoina, Bracha Chayna of Krishma. So Isaac with Sacharab and Shinapi Mafsik, he should finish the Isaac and then read if there's time to read. Tfila Perikvav Alacha Ches says, someone's Isaac with Tavatan, it came time to Tfila, he stops and downs. And if it's Teresa Nosin, he doesn't do Malacha Klal, and his Isaac with Terev Shas Tfila doesn't stop, because the mitzvah Tavatan is greater than the mitzvah Tfila. Whoever's Isaac with Sacharab is Isaac with Terev Divatar. Archaim Kuvav Sivbei says, someone's Taras of Nasaka like Mashum Yechon is Chbeirim, they stop to read Shema and not for Tfila. But we are Mafsik both Krishma and Tfila. The Mos says that if he learns to others, he doesn't stop, as we see earlier in Sivbei Taz. Nevertheless, his Pesach, he stops to read the first Pasuk, Krishma, and if the Shel is not a verse, and he has time to daven and read Shema, then he's not Pesach at all. The Rambam, Kriyashma, Perek Beis, Halacha, he says, if it's Oysi Tavotayin, the king's man, Kriyashma, he stops and reads, and then he breaks Bracha Rishayin, Bracha Chayin. If it's Oysi Tzachram, he should not stop, if he should finish whatever he's Oysi Tzachram, then he reads, if there's still time to read. Arachayin Simon Ayin, Siv Dalet says, if it's Oysi Tzachram, the king's time to his man, Kriyashma, he should not stop, he should finish the Asik, and he should read, if there's still time to read. Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Chavvav, the Rambam says, a tailor should not go with a needle in his hand, not a scribe with his feather, Erev Shabbos of Shechev, because he might forget to take it out. And the person is supposed to feel his clothing, Erev Shabbos, right before dark, because maybe there's something in there he forgot, and he'll go out with it on Shabbos. He'll have to go out with tefillin, Erev Shabbos, right before dark, since the person is bechir to Yimash tefillin chalais, he won't forget. If he forgot, went out to Rosh Hashanah, and he remembered that he has tefillin on his head, he covers up his head till he gets to his house, or to the Beis Medrash. Arachayim Simonation Beis Yivav, the Rosh Hashanah says, person should not go Erev Shabbos of Shechev with a needle in his hand or a feather, because he might forget and take it out. But he's allowed to go out with tefillin close to Chashecha, because that he won't forget. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazvav Alacha Beis says a person should not stand in Shas Yachad and drink in Shas Ram, drink in Shas Yachad, unless he's Machnas Reish Ruba into the place where he drinks. When do we say this? When he's drinking a nice kelim, which he needs, because he might take him out. But it was kelim that are not nice, that he doesn't need them, or it was a bor or a carnalis, even though the kelim are nice, sticks his head in alone and drinks in place, even though he was not Machnas Reish Ruba. Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Shin Nun Sif Aleph says, standing in Shas Yachad and he takes out his hand to Shas Rav and his metal to chafetzim that are not, he doesn't need them in the place that he stands, and he takes them from here and puts them there, and Vav, he can't carry them for Amos. So now Choshen might bring them towards him, because he doesn't need them in the place where he's standing. Therefore, he's allowed to stand in Shas Rav to take the key of Shas Yachad to open it, and so too from Shas Yachad to Shas Rav. He should not stand in Shas Yachad, take it out, and stick out his head to Shas Rav and drink over there if I cared, but unless he sticks out his head in the majority of the place where he drinks. Because since he needs this water, we're worried they might bring it to him. But he's allowed to stand in Shas Yachad and Shas Rav and drink in the kamas of a care. Some say chafetz that he needs, that nice kale that he needs, but if the kale that he doesn't need, they're not nice, he's allowed to drink from them, even though he didn't stick out his head and roast of his body, just stuck his neck alone is enough. Other mutil tulim, besides for drinking even kale known, is mutil tatl, because chomer and goes on kale known, and if someone drinks to them, that he's makarv to his mouth. Yeralav Amid Beis, it says, Shabbos Perek Tes Vav, Alacha Beis, we already mentioned, so I will say it again because it's on the base. Person should not stand in Shas Yachad and drink in Shas Ram. Shas Ram shouldn't drink in Shas Yachad unless he sticks his head and most of his body to the place where he drinks it. That's Dafkin who drinks a nice kale that he needs in Xeru because he might take him out. But if there are kale that are not nice, that he doesn't need them, or it was a burr or carnus, even though the kale are nice, he can stick his head alone and drink in his place, even though it wasn't Machnas Roish of Ruba. Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Shin Nun Sif Aleph says, person can stand in Shas Yachad and stick his hand out to Shas Ram and the chavetz that he doesn't need in the place where he stands. Then he takes it from here and puts it down there. Vad doesn't move before Amos. And we're not chosen to bring it to him because he doesn't need it in the place where he's standing. Therefore, he's allowed to stand in Shas Ram to take the key of Shas Yachad and open it up over there. So to Shas Yachad to Shas Ram, but not standing in Shas Yachad and stick his head out to Shas Ram and drink there, or the opposite, unless he takes out the head and majority of his body to the place where he drinks, because since he needs this water warrior, they might bring it to him. But he's allowed to stand in Shas Yachad or Shas Ram and drink in the kamas of a cat. Some say, chafetzim that he needs, like nice kale that he needs, but if they're kale that are not nice, he's allowed to drink from them, even though he didn't stick out his head and majority of his body, he just stuck out his neck alone is enough. Other tiltulim, besides of drinking, even kale noam, he's allowed to be metatl, because they weren't grazing only by kale noam, and when he drinks to them, because he brings it close to his mouth. The Rambam Maisa Perkei Halacha Tezayin says, some put some wine into a tafshel that's hot, or he put an oil top hot in that's in an oven that's hot, that's kavua lemaisa. If you mixed wine with water, hot water, it's kavua lemaisa. Nevada, if you cook the wine, even in the press, they're not allowed to drink from it until he gives maisa. The Rambam Shabbos Perkei Tesalach Chavav says, a tailor should not go out with a needle in his hand, not a scribe with his feather, or Shabbos close to the dock, because he might forget and take it out. So too, a person has to tap his clothing in Shabbos as it turns dark, because he might have something there that he forgot and take it out on Shabbos. But he allowed to go out with tefillin in Shabbos as it turns dark, since the person is mechuyav to feel for his tefillin constantly, he doesn't forget it. If he forgot, went out, and he remembered that he has tefillin on his head, he covers his head till he gets to his house or to the Beis Medrash. Arachayim Simeration of Beis Yavav, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should not go Erev Shabbos close to the dark with his needle in his hand, not with his feather, because he might forget and take it out. But he's allowed to go out with tefillin close to the dark because it doesn't forget it. Shabbos Perek Yates Alach Chaval says, a tailor should not go out on Shabbos with a needle that's tchuva, that's stuck in his clothing, not a carpenter with a leveler in his ear, not a weaver with the measuring or the thing that he stuffs up the cotton, and not a weaver with the mashikh, which is a something that he uses to tie up, which is around his neck, and not a banker, not with a coin that's in his ear, not a painter with the samples in his ear, for not his potter, even though he went out derech hamasa, because he was not moitzig derech hamatzim. Arachayim Sim Shin Alav Sifid Bey says, a tailor should not go out with a needle that's stuck in his clothing, and not a tailor, not a carpenter with the leveler in his ear, and not a weaver with a mashicha, which is a measuring, or something he uses to tie up the loose threads on his neck, and he went out, he's potter. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yates Alach Chavez, a zov should not go out with his pouch, and if he goes out, his chai, because it's that kiss is not the derech to take out, only kederech hazos. This way, and even though he doesn't need it for the gufa, so he doesn't need it to take it out, it's just there, it shouldn't dirty his clothing, but it's a blach shen tzik gufa, we pass nechayiv. So too, the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Shin Alos, if it says, a zov should not go out with a pouch that's there to save him from ziva, should not make dirty. So too, an isha nida that ties a bag in front of her, she should not become dirty with the blood of a nida, she's not going to go out with it, unless it's a apron, which is osikein malish. But if she ties it, so it shouldn't hurt her, the blood, and she should not be mitzvah, then she's allowed to go out with it. The final halacha, Hilchos Tumas Oichon Perek Yud Beis, halacha Gimel says, mashkin that was uprooted from the ground, whether he wanted it, even without, he didn't want it, it's not matzah. Therefore, a person or camel or payers, they got mixed with water and they got uprooted without rotzen, meaning he didn't want to rip it, even though these oichlin touched mashkin beratzen, it's not hokshel kavatum because those water were shleil rotzen nitlshu, and it's as if it's still on the ground and it's not machshin. But if the water was on the person on kalem and not fruit that were tlushin belotchen, and he touched the food touched the beratzen, it becomes hokshel kavatum. How's what are we dealing with? Someone turns over a plate on a wall because he wants it to get rinsed, then the water of it is machshin. But if you put fruit in it, the fruit is machshin because the tlushin in the kli ladas. If you turn it over so the wall should not get hit, the water that's in it is not considered lution. Therefore, if you put it in oichlin, it's not mosher. If it's in scharven, that the wall should get rinsed. If it was the wall of the house, it's mosher. Because a tolosh that he was attached to, the inhech is considered a tolosh, and it's considered water that's on this wall, like water that's in the canal. But if it was in a koisel of a cave, that's not a binyan, and it's etzim of the ground, the water that's on it is not lution na karka. And the Ravid says, if it was in the karka of Nitlash Vashan, the Ratzon, and it's spritzed on Eichon, that's called Mokshar, and these are also like Moksharim, and this is before Shemsechus Mokshir, so the Ravid argues with the Rambam. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Aleph.